Welcome to Uranus. Uranus is the seventh planet out from the Sun and the third largest in terms of its radius. It's also the third of the gas giants, although together with Neptune, it's sometimes referred to as an ice giant. It's the coldest planet in the solar system, and its oddest feature is the way it orbits the Sun, with its poles horizontal to it, sort of lying on its back. It's a pretty weird planet in many respects. A Uranian year lasts a century, and the seasons veer from periods of long polar nights to periods of midnight suns. Like Saturn, Uranus has rings, but they're made of extremely dark particles and are very difficult to see. And also like Saturn, it has a large number of moons, 27 in all. The first five are named after magical sprites from English literature: Ariel, Umbriel, Miranda, Titania, and Oberon, a tradition that's continued into the 21st century as further moons have been found. And the connections between Saturn and Uranus don't end there, as I'll explain shortly. It's a rather beautiful planet in terms of its colour, a blue-green, which also just happens to be the colour we link with Aquarius, the sign it rules. Uranus changed everything we thought we knew about the solar system, because until it was discovered, Saturn was considered to be the outermost planet in the solar system. There was nothing beyond Saturn, which is why Uranus, above and beyond everything, is about change, revolution. It was discovered on the 13th of March, 1781, by English astronomer William Herschel in his back garden in Bath, a little way up the road from where I'm speaking to you now. Choosing the name, however, took 70 years, almost an entire Uranian cycle. At first, astronomers couldn't decide whether it was a comet or a planet, and when its planetary status was confirmed, they couldn't decide whether to call it Herschel, after its discoverer, or Georgium Sidus, after Herschel's new patron, King George III. Eventually, mythology won the day, and the new planet was called Uranus, the Roman version of Greek Uranus, the father of Cronus and the grandfather of Zeus. The quantum leap it took to discover Uranus is reflected in astrological Uranus's role in opening our eyes to the new, the different, the controversial, and the impossible. Uranus breaks boundaries and forces us into unknown territory. It breaks the rules we believed were immutable. And that's a good thing, even if we don't appreciate the disruption at the time. The events at the time of Uranus's discovery also feed into our understanding of what this planet means. What was going on at the time, what movements, what trends, what great events reveal the properties of all the outer planets? And at the time of Uranus's discovery, the mid to late 1700s, was a period of revolution and revelation. The French Revolution saw the monarchy abolished and the establishment of a republic. The American Revolution similarly saw the British rulers kicked out and an independent America born. There was also the Industrial Revolution, which is considered to be one of history's most important turning points. Industry, machinery, technology, and science transformed people's lives and inspired dramatic social and financial change. Unlike the rest of the planetary team, we gain virtually all our understanding about astrological Uranus from the events of the time around its discovery, more so than mythology. Uranus, of all the planets, has the least to tell us about itself from myth, but it can tell us something. Greek Uranus was a sky god. Its very name meant sky or heaven. He was both the son and husband of Gaia, Mother Earth. Complex and controversial. It was the mating with Gaia that produced the 12 Titans, of which one was Cronus. And, by the way, Cronus castrated his father and usurped the throne, all of which, I suppose, tells us little about Uranus and how it works in astrology, although it does do one very important thing, and that is give these two planets a relationship with each other, father and son. Until the discovery of Uranus, Saturn ruled Aquarius. And although, by and large, Aquarius resonates with the rebellious, iconoclastic and innovative, altruistic properties of Uranus, there's also a side to Aquarius that is fixed and a tad controller. Saturn is Aquarius's traditional ruler, Uranus its modern ruler. The glyph for Uranus looks like a television aerial on top of a circle, which certainly resonates with Uranus's rulership of all things technological. But it can be broken down into its three symbols: the circle of spirit, surmounted by the cross of matter, and embraced by two semicircles of soul. After all the outer planets provide access to the higher realms, the mystical realms, and of course, by association, our higher selves. And why wouldn't we be surprised that Uranus has two symbols? The second portrays the circle of spirit with a dot in the middle, just like the sun, topped by a cross or an arrow. And this indeed is a hybrid of the symbol of the sun and the symbol of Mars. Now, reason being that Uranus was the sky god of Greek mythology and believed to resonate with the qualities of the sun and Mars, and this is worth bearing in mind when considering the effects of planet Uranus. Interestingly enough, this second symbol could be even more appropriate given that Uranus is considered to be the higher octave of the sun. Uranus in a natal chart reveals how, where, and in what way we are open to innovation and change, where we're prepared to make statements that differ from everybody else's. First, by its house placement, and second, its aspects to other planets and points. On its own, Uranus cannot reach us. We need the assistance of the personal planets to bring its properties into our experience. Transits of Uranus to our personal planets and points bring out the natal potential of Uranus, often presiding by over events we never expected. Uranian people, those with Uranus rising, setting on the midheaven or the IC, or Uranus in hard aspect to the Sun, Moon, Venus or Mars, dance to a different drum. Even if they are the souls of convention in most areas of their lives, there will be at least one in which they are radically depart from the norm. In the main, Uranians are the bohemians of life, the rebels and the reformers. There are no absolutes in astrology. There are patterns and trends. And one of the most common features of people with a prominent Uranus is that they see the world differently. Whether they keep this to themselves and work alone in their attic, so to speak, changing the world, or they suppress it and suffer breakdowns, or they choose to go out into the world and make the changes they believe will benefit humankind. Nikola Tesla was one such individual. He had Uranus in the first house. He was the inventor of the alternating current motor that inspired the power and lighting systems we use every day across the world. Indeed, Tesla was so far ahead in his thinking that he visualized a communication system that would one day connect the world. Effectively, he foresaw the internet. Uranians are usually naturals when it comes to technology. They can manage gizmos and gadgets with ease. They seem to have been born with a controller or an iPad in their hands. There are millions of Uranians in media, IT, electronics, at NASA. They are at home in the world of science and technology. Uranus is also the planet of astrology, and I think we can understand that because it combines the idea of being able to see beyond as well as having a scientific structure. The astrological degree is 28 degrees of Aquarius, of course. Uranus takes 84 years to go around a chart, so not every one of us gets to experience a Uranus return, but most of us get to go through our Uranus opposition and certainly the first Uranus square. Each of these stages is characterized by the Uranian keywords revelation and revolution. Of course, we don't literally join a revolution and take over a country, although some of us might, but we experience unexpected events that change our lives in some way, and certainly our thinking. At around 21 and the first Uranus square to itself, we are stretching our independent muscles. Many of us are students or in the first flush of adult life, experimenting with a new world. It is, of all the Uranian periods, the most rebellious, which is apparent in the huge number of early 20-somethings protesting this and that the world over. At 21, you believe you can change the world, right its wrongs. The second Uranus square occurs between the ages of 63 and 65. Rebellion is still in the mix, and often related to fighting for one's rights as an aging person. It is this age group that gets ignored and sidelined and seen as no longer relevant. Not so, they say. The Uranus opposition, approximately 42, 44 years of age, and the Uranus return, around 84, are two of the most important stages in lifetime. We never get to choose how Uranus will change our lives, because it is this planet's role to shock us into awareness by bringing roads to an end and forcing us to find new routes, in a way in keeping with that idea that Uranus is the higher octave of the sun. We are finding our true selves and being forced to express our true selves. Indeed, my own favourite keyword for Uranus is awakening. This word encompasses so many of the positive aspects of this planet. Uranus reveals what is blocking our progress and what needs to be bulldozed. And it takes us into new territory and opens our hearts and minds to the undreamed of. But easy, comfortable, controllable, it is not. In conclusion, Uranus has the power to amaze, to enlighten, to revolutionize, and to destroy. And it comes with a caveat: handle with care.